understand we're in the middle of Hanukkah, so maybe we should play this.
This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Here comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Bonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together,
what a fine looking Jew.
Don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock.
Both Jewish.
Put on your yarmulke, time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah.
O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and his sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not. But guess who is?
All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really want a car, have a hopper, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
It's a gas. Okay, yeah, that was, oh, I've been told that, I was off the air, but now I'm back on RFD. That's good, I guess. Okay. That was Adam Sandler in the Hanukkah song from What the Hell Happened to Me, released in 1996. Before that, we were Bowling for Soup, version of a Flock of Seagulls song from it's from Drunk Enough to Dance, released in 2002. We're the Four Lads and Istanbul, not Constantinople. But they always insist that it's the Istanbul chords, not Constantinople chords. From the compilation Magic Moments, that was originally released in 1953, the 500th anniversary of the fall of Constantinople. We heard the Jay Giles Band in Sanctuary. From the track from Give the People What They Want, released in 1981 on Arista Records. And we started things off with The Pretty Things and Death of a Socialite. Originally released in 1966, that was from the singles A's and B's. Yeah. I like the singles. Oh, here we go. I think we should, start 34 minutes past the hour. So I think we should, start the, oh, here it is. Yeah. Okay, found it. Yeah, I think we should start this day of music before we fall too far behind. I'm going to do that. Cue the intro here.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And so this is kind of interesting. It was on this date, December 16th, 2018. So, 7 years ago today, after some supporters of the hashtag MeToo movement song Baby Is Cold Outside, a Kentucky radio station decided to show support for the newly controversial song by playing it on repeat for 2 hours. The song has faced controversy as people begin to scrutinize the situation portrayed in the lyrics. Written in 1944, it describes the exchange between a man and a woman as the woman expresses her desire to get home and the man tries to persuade her to stay. At one point, the woman even asks, "What's in this drink?" So anyway, I thought we'd commemorate that by playing Baby's Cold Out. Not the original version of the song, but a song with the same title as the song, but with a completely different tune. So anyway, here's Pez Band, and Baby Is Cold Outside, the same music on the next show.
I'm through with your lies.
Now is our band, a nationwide. Even down the highway in a new Cadillac, I had a fine fox in front. I had three more in the back. This body short dresses wearing spiky little shoes. This poker lucky strike is wearing I love you. My New York brim and my gold tooth display.